Welcome to the Astroblast podcast. It is Mrs. Bernard and
Mr. Constant.
And we're coming to you live from the Salt Marsh Library. And we have some special guests today with us. Who do we have with us?
Callie Matarazzo.
Mia Fallavolita.
Victoria Lemoine.
And say those five times fast.
No kidding, huh? Those are some names.
Yeah, so they're joining us to just talk about the yearbook, and we'll get to them in a few minutes.
Yes, we will.
We've missed a few weeks here, so
yeah,
we got a lot to happen.
Between midterms and weather issues, and Friday seems to be a tough day.
Right?
As we sit here with the wind howling outside.
Wowzers.
And negative wind chill temperatures. I was thinking about it on my way over here. You know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah.
This is what makes Pinkerton Academy so great. We weather this kind of storm. We weather this cold, and we become stronger students. And when we go off to college or wherever we go with the workforce,
right.
People are working in this. They're going off to college. They're not missing classes. And it really does make you a stronger student from
resilience.
Being a I like that word.
Yes.
I like it.
Uh-huh. And we have some stuff happening, too.
We do. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. So, we just wrapped up semester one.
Yeah.
And so grades should be hot off the press any moment.
Any hour, any day.
Yeah. So take a look at those. Yep. I'm constantly impressed with the kids on my caseload and their grades, and I'm sure that a lot of you are looking forward to seeing those. So
yep. And we're starting semester two this week.
Yep.
So it's a fresh start. If you did struggle, you have a new lease on life and your grades have reset, and everyone had 100 on Monday.
I love that. It's such a good way to look at it. I used to tell my classes that all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we have some big things happening this weekend. I know I am personally going to a hockey game tonight, which is Friday.
Oh, nice.
If this gets released. So they're playing Concord, and apparently they haven't lost a game since my seniors were freshmen. So that was a while ago.
Who hasn't lost a game?
Concord.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah, they're good. So it should be a tough game.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we lost Gunstock Ski, 140 strong, our club. We lost that tonight because of the wind
so
and weather.
So cold, yeah.
Yeah, it's probably for the
Not
best.
Not fun.
And we're looking to make it up, so those skier and boarders out there, we're looking at a new date, so stay tuned for that.
I know we have some basketball games
We
happening.
Do. I think the girls are home against
they
Wyndham
are.
This evening, yeah. And the boys head to Wyndham to play there at their gym.
Yeah, so we got some stuff hopping. I can't even talk today.
Hey, we have unified basketball today. Oh, you want to get a treat, come out and see those athletes play. They do a heck of a job. 3:30 today in the Hackler Gymnasium.
Oh, yeah.
Come on out and root on those students. It's fantastic.
I can't think of a better way to kick off your weekend.
Yeah, seriously. Yep. That would be fun.
And then in a couple weeks, my favorite event.
No, my favorite event.
No, it's mine.
Oh, no, mine's
mine's
PGOT. Pinkerton's Got Talent.
Yes,
that's my favorite.
My favorite is Milli Vanilli. Ladies, do you know of Milli Vanilli? Do you know where that name comes from?
Do you? Girl, you
They're
know
like
it's true.
Unsure.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, so it was a band using that term.
A duo.
Yeah,
a duo.
Loosely.
Milli and Vanilli.
Yes, that did not actually sing any of their songs that they produced.
Right, they lip-synced.
Yeah, they did. And so they were found out when they were in concert and they were lip-syncing and the track went on repeat. And then everybody realized.
Yeah.
It's
like, girl, you know.
Yeah.
Could I go on forever?
Hence Milli Vanilli. But it is quite an awesome show.
Oh, it's a fun one.
We have been judges.
Oh, yeah.
Several times. I have not been asked.
I have not been asked to judge either.
So I'm just going to put a plug in to
whoever's
running
this show.
It. I like to judge it.
Me
I think
too.
I'm an expert judge. So just
I like doing it too.
Yeah. Okay. So anything else, Mr. Constant?
No, just, check, listen to announcements when those flex periods on Mondays and Fridays or whatever other days we do it.
Yeah.
And listen up to what's going on. So speaking of going on, we like to document all that goes on here at the Academy, and that's done in our yearbook.
And what a yearbook we have.
Oh, it's award-winning every year that yearbook gets accolades and awards, and
it
really is a tremendous job. Mr. Kane, Mr. Cremoni, is it Mr. Cremoni? Okay. I go back and forth on that all the time. So Mr. Kane, Mr. Cremoni, outstanding advisors.
Yes.
They do such a great job, and they have wonderful students working with them.
Dare I say it's a collection of awesomeness.
Ooh, I like that.
Do you
phrase.
Like that? Yeah. Yes. Yep.
You can put that quote in the yearbook if you like. So, ladies, who wants to take charge here and talk about the yearbook? And, well, you know, we'd like to hear some things like, you know, how do you get in the yearbook? What do you do? How do you submit pictures and things to the yearbook?
Yeah, yeah.
You're the veteran. It's just like a regular course. You just sign up in Aspen.
To be on the staff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then...
So going about getting stories and stuff. And
yeah, like if yeah, I'm a student, how do I get myself? I took a great picture of me and my friends in front of the clock tower. It is, you know, the sun was behind it. Let's get this in the yearbook. What do I do?
We usually have QR codes around campus, right?
Yeah, it's called like yearbook snap. And you can just scan the QR codes and then submit your photos there.
Okay.
Awesome. Yep. Awesome. And then do you guys, what do you guys do as far as collecting stories and information and, you know, all the things you do?
So usually we'll take a look at the pictures that we have first. So that's either ones that people send in or from Mark Lawrence. And then depending on what kind of pictures we have, we'll kind of draw inspiration on who we should interview. And then depending on what we get from the interview or what that person is involved in, we'll usually craft a story from there.
That's so cool.
Nice.
Yeah. What about covering events?
Like Milli Vanilli.
Some of our staff go out and take photos of the event. Mm-hmm. They take one of the cameras or they bring their own camera. And then we submit them to our drive. And then we kind of just base it on what photos we want to use, who do we want to interview, stuff like that.
So you would take photos and then you'd go back and go, oh, we need to know who this kid is. And we're going to go interview them. Hey, what did you think about Milli Vanilli this year or whatever to use
that
as an example?
I think that's one of like the hardest parts is trying to figure out who it is in the photo.
Mm. Yeah.
Definitely. Especially at like bigger events. You can't just like go up to them and ask like their name.
Right. Right.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And then you do the same thing with sports as well. You take photographs of sporting events and things like that, correct?
Yeah, with that, it's a bit easier when you're taking it of, like, the field or the court, whatever sport you're covering, because you have their jersey numbers.
Mm, true.
So it's a bit easier with that.
Well, yeah. I will tell you, just in my mind, you have the Milli Vanilli. They usually have a program. Mm-hmm. So do you guys, I assume you take a picture of the program so you can go, oh, they did this song. We know that's who that must be.
I've actually never been to one of the...
Oh, well, you need to go this year.
If you do go, that would be a good way to
February
go.
February 15th.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Be there.
Yep.
That's a good one.
And let me ask you guys, so a student wants to get involved. So you talked about the fact that there's a class. There's a couple of different things that are ways that people can get involved. Can you guys talk to that a little bit?
Yeah, so you can do an independent study. Instead of going to, like, your regular study, you'll go to the yearbook room, and you'll just work on either pages, spreads, anything like that. There's also a club, I believe, if it's still there.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I think there's a club.
Yeah.
So you guys are doing it as an independent study, all of you?
No, we're doing it as
the class.
Yes.
The class.
Oh, the class. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So there's three different ways.
Lots of ways to get involved in the yearbook.
All right. Okay.
And it is quite, it's quite a book, and it's quite a progress or a process to get that book developed. So how many kids are in the class right now? Do you know?
I think like 16.
16 or
so. Oh, wow. That's big. That's a big group.
We have one person who has an independent study.
Yeah.
And is there a role for each? Like, do we have a president of the yearbook committee? Or
there are different, like, managing editors or people who are in charge of the social media.
Okay.
Yeah, so me and one other person, we're co-editor-in-chiefs. We have a social media director.
Yep.
And then
we're managing editors.
Yeah.
You guys are managing editors?
Yeah.
Really cool.
Do you have name tags? Like, do you have, like...
I wish.
Like, yeah, we need to get you a placard.
Yeah.
For sure. So, do you have a placard, Mrs. Bernard?
That's a sore spot. I still don't have a name on my door. We don't want to talk about it.
I'm sorry.
It hits home. So
Friday.
What I'm hearing from you guys is that there's multiple ways to get involved, and you can sort of tailor how much time you have to your involvement, because what you're saying is you could work during your studies a little bit more casually. You could have a whole class which you've said that you have done this now 2 years,
yeah.
right? Wow. Like you could do it all 4 years if you wanted, yes. a whole yes. class. That's awesome.
How many years have you guys been doing this?
It's our first year. Yeah.
First year.
Yeah.
And then you also could just be, you could be a member of the club, which I would guess would all meet less regularly than if you were doing it during your study.
So yeah. this is your second year, you said. Mm-hmm. At the end of the year, is there like a big celebration when the yearbook is done?
Last year we did have kind of like a little bit of a party. We brought like food and whatnot.
Yeah.
We just kind of looked at the book.
I'm going to put this out to Mr. Kane. I think they should have like a banquet.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, yeah. they put so much of their heart and soul into this book. It, really, it is a yeah. tremendous
it
book.
Is, it's so impressive. Really, truly.
You heard me, Mr. Kane? Yeah. Banquet.
Yeah. We're going to share this with him. Yeah. Anything else? Any other requests while we're, you know?
Well, let's talk beyond yearbook. Like, what? Tell me what your favorite class is. Go. Where's Mia? Mia, right here.
Oh, I think my yearbook. Favorite class. Yeah, no, yearbook is one of them.
Yeah, good.
Last semester, I had anatomy and physiology, which
that's a good
which
one.
Was my favorite. And I think this semester, my favorite is sociology.
Cool. Nice. Very cool.
One of mine is yearbook, but other than that, I just started taking graphics one, or graphic design and animation one.
Which is perfect for yearbook, right? Yes. I mean, it's a nice
that's
connection.
That's why I wanted to take yearbook, is because I'm into graphic
good
design.
Good for you.
So. Amazing.
Is that something you think you want to do when you, quote unquote, grow up?
Yes, I'm going to the SNU for graphic design.
Oh, wow.
Oh, good for you. Awesome.
Yeah. Mia, going back to you, what about you? Do you know what you want to do when you get out of Pinkerton?
Yes, I would like to go to the University of New England and something in, like, health sciences, but I'm not exactly sure.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, anatomy and physiology.
Yeah, very cool.
And your turn?
Mine actually is your book because you have design, you have photography. I would say my least favorite of the three things that you have to do in that class is writing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I've never been good at writing.
It's not your strong suit?
No.
That's okay.
But I would definitely say out of the three things that you have to do, photography is definitely my favorite.
Nice.
But yeah, the designing, the taking pictures at like events, you get to get up like really close, like closer than other people get to get
sure.
to.
Like a press pass.
Yeah.
So it's really so cool.
Is that something you want to get into later on?
Photography? Yeah.
Good for
I
you.
I want to be a photographer when I get
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. Yeah. Are you in the photography club as well?
I took photography last year.
Okay.
I wasn't really into it. Like just the class.
But you want to do, like you have a, you want to be in photography and have like a purpose.
Yeah.
And like going out to events and things like that.
Yeah.
Nice. Good
so
for you.
Just listening to you guys, again, we say this all the time in our podcast. But and he knows where I'm going with
I
this.
I do.
I just feel so proud to be a part of a community where we have so many opportunities for our students. And that you can leave here with these experiences that help you, you know, kind of shape where you want to go next. I mean, that it's just
right.
so awesome.
You're making connections already, and you're networking probably already, and you're making this
definitely a huge
next
privilege
step. Like, you're already ready to make the next step. And you're going
to
leave here and just be a stronger person for being a Pinkerton. And,
and
we're just,
so cool.
we are. We're very proud of that.
Yeah.
So let's get to our final question
knows.
Of the day. I know the direction. You always like to lead this one.
It's like we've done this before,
once
huh, girls? So we always ask our guests, and we kind of spring this on them. So we're putting you on the hot seat for a second, but we want to know if you guys have any shout-outs for anybody in, you know, our Pinkerton community or just in general.
And I can think of two people that you'd probably say, but what you say who you want to say.
I don't know.
Well, just think about, like, who?
Teachers.
We've had
teachers,
students say
students.
We've said, we've had all sorts of stuff. Mr. Constance said his wife. We've had all sorts
of stuff. I
did. Yeah.
I'd probably give a shout-out to Coach Rosado.
All right.
Varsity tennis coach.
Yeah.
He's an incredible coach, incredible person. He always deserves a shout-out. He's an amazing person. So.
Love that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Everyone's doing it. What you got?
I would say Mr. Cremoni for putting up with all the drama I give him every
day.
And then my ASL teacher last year, Miss P.
Oh, yeah. Almarello.
Yeah, she doesn't work here anymore, which is sad, which is why I actually stopped doing ASL.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she really connected with students,
definitely,
for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, nice shout-outs.
And Mia?
I actually also have a teacher who doesn't work here anymore, but
that's okay.
She was my freshman math teacher, Miss Malaysen. She was.
Oh yeah, she's great. Yeah.
I love her, and I miss her.
That's awesome. Well, we'll try and connect. Yeah. We'd love to connect this to her so she can get a hold of it. That'd be great. So, I mean, we are international these days.
Yeah, we're going viral.
We are going viral. Yeah. Hey, I'm going to give a shout out.
Oh, okay.
My son, Jacob Constant, who taught here, is now teaching at City on the Hill down in Boston. It's a charter school. He was named Teacher of the Month this past month.
And his school?
And he wrote, for his school. And he wrote on his Instagram page, I don't just do it for the money. I do it for the accolades.
Oh. Big time. Yeah. Awesome.
So, no,
awesome.
Good for him. He's really doing a great job. It was a big loss having him leave our school, but good for him for moving on to Boston. Yeah.
Well, if everybody's giving a shout-out.
Yeah, it's your turn.
I'm going to give a shout-out to Mr. Rita and Mrs. Lemire, who took a group of student leaders to Washington, D.C. They took some student council and NHS members there, and the experience was absolutely phenomenal. So shout-out to them. They spent, 4 days with something like 17 girls.
Yikes.
Wowza. Yeah,
I mean, Washington's an amazing place, and keep an ear out for a trip coming up maybe in the future. So I think that's it for us today, kids. We want to wrap this up?
Yeah, I think we did all right.
Hey, have a great weekend. Stay warm. Mm-hmm. It's going to be cold.
Next week's going to be nice, though.
Yeah. So
all right.
Always a pleasure to reach out to our Pinkerton community.
Bye-bye, y'all.